Hello, friends, and welcome to episode 11 of Journals of a Journeyman Bard, coming to you live-ish from my kitchen. It is, as I record this, November 24th. We are still in NaNoWriMo, and I am still on schedule to finish before Friday so that I can enjoy AugurCon and participate in the panels and in the workshop I signed up for without having to feel guilty about my word count. I will not be done with the third draft of the novel. That is going to take slightly more than 50,000 words, but I will have a good head start, that's for sure. I'm currently in my kitchen, as I already said, and it's almost midnight, and I am putting off the putting on of pyjamas because D left for his quarantine before deploying yesterday, and I have been putting off crawling into an empty bed. I've been fine most of the time. Most of the time, not all of the time. I had promised myself I would send him off with a smile, and I utterly failed at that. I'm afraid I made it harder for him to leave, because, he saw me not coping very well. I actually expected myself to be able to handle it better, but there you go. You don't always get to choose these things. But it's been fine, as long as I keep busy and as long as I try not to think too hard, which is one of the reasons I've been doing so well with NaNoWriMo, because if I'm writing, I don't have to think about my other half heading for Afghanistan. Then there's like co-workers who are really trying to be nice and helpful, but they've been asking me about every 30 minutes, how are you doing? How are you feeling? Are you doing okay? It's like they were tag-teaming me, and I'm doing fine, thank you. Ask me again 4 more times, and I will certainly be doing that much better. I have the next 10 days off work. I had some vacation days left that needed to be used up, and I had some comm time. I had acquired by just working too much before. And I'm quite glad for it, because it means for 10 days I won't have to explain how well I'm doing, and I won't have to listen to people telling me how strong I am and how they would not possibly be able to do this. I hope by the time I go back to work that the new will have worn off and that they will just get back to work. Meanwhile, I'm going to use the next 10 days to write as much as I possibly can. It might be 3,000 words a day. It might be 5,000 words a day. I don't know. But I'm very much still planning to finish this draft and possibly a bit more than just finish it. Maybe even start revising before the end of the year. In other news, the entire province has banned the use of firework over the holidays. Completely and utterly banned it, and they've promised to fine people who set off fireworks anyway, and that's a good thing. First of all, because fireworks are not toys. People get severely burnt, people lose limbs or appendages, because they first celebrate New Year's Eve, and then when they're drunk, they set off fireworks, which is never a good mixture. Alcohol, fireworks, no thank you. But for me personally, it is such good news, because it means this year I will not have to worry about terrified horses in the middle of the night. I will not have to stand outside with three jackets on and two pairs of gloves and scarves on, trying to distract the aforementioned terrified horses with hay and juicy tidbits and carrots and whatever I can think of. New Year's is always a cause of stress, and amid the shit fest that this year has been, it is nice to know at least I won't have to worry about that. My writing goals have been rather ambitious this month, but I really needed a distraction. And I do have to admit, I put everything else on hold just to make it through NaNoWriMo. I literally imposed a rule on myself that I was not allowed to work on any side projects until I had both done my daily writing with a minimum of 440 words, which is basically what I need to maintain my daily strike in the For the Words game, as well as the daily writing. I also needed to be comfortably ahead of target with NaNoWriMo, and I have managed both. I did work on some side projects like this podcast and like Mysterhood of Traveling Tales. I did a bit of critiquing, even though I didn't actually write other stories myself. I did critique some. I submitted some poetry, etc., etc. But all of that was done after the NaNoWriMo requirements of daily writing and a head start were fulfilled. So I'm quite happy with that. It was hard. Sometimes the temptation is very, very strong to just not look at this novel for at least a day. But if I'm going to get there by the end of the year, I've got to soldier on. I've got to be more disciplined about this. And I've got to, keep on keeping on. As NaNoWriMo winds down, I will be giving myself a bit more allowance to work on other projects, mainly a short story about a vampire and a field hospital in World War II, and a badass vampire hunter nurse, I think. I don't know. I will get back to you on that. And of course we'll be working on the Mysterhood some more, because Annika and Koji, who work on that project together with me, the three of us, we've made it through the first half of our first season, and we're super excited about it. It's been so much fun doing it, and we plan to commemorate the occasion with a special episode. So, let's talk about what we accomplished. Did you commit to NaNoWriMo? Did you have another goal set for yourself this last month? Did you get there? Did you do what you set out to do? Or did you have to pivot and adjust your goals? I would love to know, and I would love to talk about this stuff. You can always send me an email or hit me up on Twitter. Those links as well will be included in the show notes. But for now, I'm going to say goodnight because, quite frankly, I'm exhausted. Keeping busy and keeping distracted is all good and well, but it can be bloody exhausting. Good night, friends.